This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A lot more of our fuel is traveling by rail these days, not without some peril. There have been several accidents in the recent past, most famously a train derailment that killed 47 people last July in Quebec. Marketplace sustainability reporter Sarah Gardner reports on what people living by the railroads think about all that oil coming through their towns.
Lynn Nittler loves her hometown of Davis, California.
We're a college town. We have a gorgeous location because we can get to San Francisco in an hour and a half.
And like a lot of small towns, Davis has railroad tracks running right through its quaint downtown. A year ago, this retired schoolteacher didn't know a unit train from a manifest train, or what a DOT 111 tank car looked like, or for that matter, what was in it.
And as we searched, we realized that there were actually already oil trains coming through Davis. We went, oh my goodness, we had no idea. And that was in September.
What Lynn Nittler discovered is that her town is part of a nationwide phenomenon. It's what Graham Brisbane of PLG Consulting calls the replumbing of America's oil supply. Instead of getting a lot of foreign oil shipped in and funneled, mostly out of sight through pipelines, we're now getting lots of oil from places closer to home, like North Dakota, Alberta, and Texas. So it's flowing mid-continent to the coasts.
You're seeing unit trains of crude oil running across the country. That's what's making people sort of wake up to what's going on and start to pay attention to how energy moves.
Nittler has certainly woken up. She's organized meetings, consulted with experts, tried to power read through 100-page legal documents. She's worried Davis could be the next Lac-Mégantic, that town in Quebec where the train carrying volatile Bakken crude exploded, or western Minnesota where a train carrying Canadian tar sands oil spilled onto the prairie.
The safety situation is very out of control.
A spokeswoman for the rail industry says they believe railroads are a safe way of moving crude, and they're putting more safety measures in place and pushing for more crash-resistant tank cars. But people like Steve Hampton are alarmed. He works for California's Office of Spill Prevention and Response.
There was Minnesota, Alberta, Quebec, Alabama, Castleton, North Dakota, New Brunswick was January.
Hampton ticks off a string of oil-by-rail accidents in the last year or so. Right now, oil-by-rail is just a trickle in California, but Hampton says it's growing rapidly.
We could see as much as 25% of our oil come in by rail within the next 3 or 4 years.
It could be even more than that if all 6 crude-by-rail projects planned in the state get built. But community resistance, and in one case, criticism from the state attorney general, is helping delay at least 3 of those. In the port city of Benicia in the Bay Area, Union Pacific's railroad tracks cross the driveway of Russell Woodworks. It's a family-owned company that's been here for decades. One of Ed Russell's neighbors in this industrial park is the oil refining giant Valero. Valero wants to bring in up to 100 tanker cars of North American crude a day. Initially, city officials here decided there was no need for an environmental impact report. That changed after a packed public hearing. Russell and his fellow Benicians are now anxiously waiting for town planners to release their findings.
You know, we would prefer that this didn't happen, but, you know, we don't want to say not in my backyard, but in this case it is, and also in a lot of other people's across the nation.
But Graham Brisbane says despite growing criticism, don't expect crude by rail to disappear. 10% of the country's oil production now rides the rails. And there's a lot of money at stake, not only for the railroads, but for traders and producers, too.
Once crude by rail got going, they realized that rail gave them the ability to take the crude oil to different destinations where a higher price could be received for those barrels.
Marilyn Bardet, a community activist in Benicia, says people in the Bay Area have lived with oil refineries for years. But in 2012, when a huge fire at the Chevron refinery sent 15,000 people to hospitals, people here started paying closer attention to the risks of all the fossil fuels in their midst. Now, when Bardet hears train horns blasting, she wonders what's on board.
I used to be kind of comforted thinking I lived in town with little choo-choo noises and horns at night, and isn't this a keen setup, like my brother and I used to say when we were kids. But I don't think so anymore. I hear those choo-choos, and I hear danger.
in Benicia, California. I'm Sarah Gartner for Marketplace.
We've got some cool things on our website, a map of where oil refineries are, plus some answers as to why more oil is moving by rail. Check it out on marketplace.org.